It's called Vanessa, but I don't know anybody called Vanessa. It says MF at the top of the music. It doesn't stand for Michael Flanders. MF is a musical indication. It means the song should be sung mit feeling. I suffer in silence more than most. I suppose I'm made that way. But there comes a time when it's talk or burst. That time has come today. The most ghastly crisis of my whole life. I don't want to be a bore, but it's time for chums to rally round. I mean, that's what chums are for. I said to myself, when it happened, I just can't face this thing alone. I don't dare leave the house, of course, but thank God there's the phone. So I've spent today giving all my friends a ring. And tonight, I'm facing one more quite appalling thing. Nobody wants to hear about Vanessa and the terrible thing Vanessa's done to me. I rang up good old Arthur before it got me down, but his mother, Mrs. Habsburg, told me Arthur's out of town. She obviously thought I was only trying to impress her when I said I needed Arthur right away. She didn't really seem to want to hear about Vanessa, the vitally urgent thing I have to say. Nobody wants to hear about Vanessa and the hideous mess Vanessa's got me in. I got through to the Harts, they were nice as they could be. Cyril explained they got the bishop there to tea. Sydney couldn't have been toujours la politesse, and he said he had to go out and have him shaved. And there wasn't time to stay and hear me talk about Vanessa in the quite fantastic way that she's behaved. I rang up F. Seal in the middle of a meal. She said, I'll ring you back. I know she won't. Virginia's gone to Cannes with that rather awful man. God knows what she's easily minded. Henry wouldn't hear a word. He got something on the third. But I got through to the gas board by mistake. While Lucienne, I think, must have had too much to drink. She kept mumbling on about go and yump in a lake. Maybe she's been overworking later. Anyway, none of them wanted to hear about Vanessa. And the unforgivable treatment I've received. Sandy isn't on the phone now. That goes for Angus, too. Colin Wilson has had his cut off. The best thing he could do. I didn't want to unburden myself to Janet, bless her. It just isn't the sort of thing I discuss with Swan. Couldn't find a soul to hear me talk about Vanessa. And the quite impossible. And the indescribably awful thing she's done. I rang up Elizabeth Arley, but every time I tried, somebody took the receiver off, but nobody replied. When I think of the times I've acted as father confessor when their permutated love lives go astray, huh? It's hard to find that a single one of my so-called friends could spare a bit of some of my brothers and sisters. Perhaps you would like to hear about this. What she did and how it's finished me, because we all started. Yeah. It's quite obvious. All of you here just couldn't care less about this. And I'm bothered if I'm going to tell you what it was. The Tooley Street branch of the Musicians Union says he has to have a tea break. Would you please imagine that I'm wearing a blue blazer and a white hat, and that I'm sitting at the top of a short stepladder. It's summer.